client, the Lord, is telling Israel the love he has for Israel. The love that hurts in his heart to see what they did to what he has given them. He defeated their enemy. He brought them to a place flowing with milk and honey. He gave us all that we needed. And if that wasn't enough, he promised us that the best is yet to come.
Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am Yahweh, your God, who had delivered you from forced labor of the Egyptians. God is faithful to his word and cannot lie. However, our faith in God can be wavered by circumstances or even our own personal doubt. Minister Duncan's message entitled, God's Trial, depicts a case where God defends his faithfulness to Israel. Come, let's join him as he explains.
We're coming out of the book of Micah this morning. Micah chapter 6, verses 2 to 8. And I'm going to read out of the King James, New King James Version. Hear, O you mountains, the Lord's complaint, and you strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a complaint against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, and how have I wearied you? Testify against me. For I brought you up from a land of Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of bondage, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, concealed, and what Balaam, the son of Peor, answered him. From Acacia Grove to Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of the Lord. What shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body, for the sins of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Hallelujah. The Lord bless his word. The Lord has a complaint against his people. The Lord has done great things for his people, and he was treated poorly. This is what's going on in these verses. This morning, I want to let you be the judge of the Lord's complaint. So this morning, the congregation, this church is going to transform into a courthouse. You upright people are summoned to court. You are going to be the judge and the jury. I am going to be the Lord's defendant. I am going to be his defendant, and I'm going to present the evidence that the Lord has against Israel. You judge the Lord's evidence and deem if his complaint is fair. You determine if he deserves the recompense that he's seeking. Amen? So I want you to listen to the evidence carefully. Weigh the evidence. Micah 2, 6 and 8 is going to be considered the case that we're working today. Four points in this case my client would like to address. The first one Israel greatly wronging my client. The second, God would like to declare what was done to him. The third, my client would like to address the offer of settlement that Israel presented to him. And finally, my client would like to counteroffer to tell Israel what would please him. Amen? Let me go before the Lord. Father, I pray over this body. I pray over this body, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would listen carefully to your witnesses, that they would review the evidence justly, Father, and they would judge fairly, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my client has sacrificed greatly for Israel, and in return was treated unfairly. He's going this morning to present written evidence from eyewitnesses of this account, what he has done for Israel. We would like to address verses 3 and 4 of this case. With our first piece of evidence, we have a written account of what my client has done for Israel. And you should have a copy of this if you brought your Bibles with you. You'll see it in the pages of Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 4 and 7. This is what my client has done. Hear the words of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what injustice have your father found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters? Neither did they say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crosses and where no one dwells. I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruits and the goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. That is the first piece of evidence of what our Lord has done. He's reminding Israel, the house of Jacob, what he has done for them. He has taken them from the captor that held them in bondage for over 400 years. He's taken them through a land that has no provision on it, but he made provisions for them. He took them to a place where he promised it would be bountiful for them. This is the evidence that's being submitted to you. We also have a recorded document of another eyewitness that was there at the time of this incident. In the grief of the heart of my Lord, my client, he wrote a song to illustrate how he viewed what was happening to him. This should also be a copy in your documents, Isaiah 5, 1 and 4. The song says, now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared it out of stones and planted in it with choice wine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, the men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done to it? Why then, when I expected to bring forth good grapes, did it not bring forth but wild grapes? My client, the Lord, is telling Israel the love he has for Israel. The love that hurts in his heart to see what they did to what he has given them. He defeated their enemy. He brought them to a place flowing with milk and honey. He gave us all that we needed. And if that wasn't enough, he promised us that the best is yet to come. This is from the heart of my client. My Lord would like the court to know that he gives his best to those whom he loves. And he withholds nothing from them. We have an eyewitness of this account. His name is John, and it's in pages 3 and 16. He says, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved Israel, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. My client wants the court to know his heart and the love he have towards Israel and why he did what he did for Israel, the house of Jacob. My client wants the court to know that it was motivated by love. Hallelujah. Let us move on. We would like to look at and address verses 6 and 7 of this case. Their offer to settle with my client. Verse 6 says, with what shall I come before the Lord, and how, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sins of my soul? This was their offer to settle. This was their attempt at an offer to settle for the pain that was in my client's heart, the wrong that he felt was done to him. This we'd like to address. My Lord viewed this offer to him as an insult, for he viewed their works as filthy rags. Impossible to please him with anything that they can offer him from their hands. My client would like to make known his character to Israel. So we would like to call another witness to testify about the character of my client. We call the psalmist, Psalms 50, 9 through 13. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your fold, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills is mine. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the fields are mine. If I was hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? What can you offer to my client when he owns everything? What can you offer to my client to make amends for your wrongdoing when he owns everything? My client, the Lord, knows that this offering was out of ignorance. Hallelujah. That this offering was out of ignorance. My client would like to continue to make known his character. We're going to call our final witness. My client also know that if they truly knew who he was, they would not have made that offering to him. They would not insult the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So my client would like to help you to understand who he is. Amen. Psalms 25, verses 6 through 8. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of your youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners his ways. Continuing with his character, Psalms 86, 5 and 7. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Hallelujah. My client would like for the court to hear his heart. To hear would motivate him to function out of Israel, for Israel, excuse me. In spite of what Israel has done, my client did it because he wanted to. Finally, my client would like to make known to Israel what he would accept for recompense for what he has done. Psalm 69, verses 30 through 31. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bull, which has horns and hoofs. This will please my client more than your 1,000 bulls, oxes. It would please the Lord if you offer a thanksgiving unto him for what he has done for you. Continuing on, Psalms 50. Offer to God a thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of your trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Hallelujah. My client wants Israel to know that in spite of what they've done, because he did it because of who he is, he will not stop doing it. He says it will please him more if you call upon him in the day of your trouble. In the day of your trouble, I don't care if you are an addict and you relapse. Call upon him in the day of your trouble. I don't care if you're unfaithful. Call upon him in the day of your trouble. He says nothing pleases him more than for you to accept what he has done for you. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all gonna fall down, but my client has offered us grace. Grace is when we didn't deserve it, he says, this is for you. And when we fall down and don't deserve it, he says, you have grace for grace. This pleases the Lord more than anything that you can give him. If you lift up his name, you tell others about what he has done, and then you call upon him in your time of trouble. This pleases my client more than anything you can offer him from your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My client pray. He intercedes that Israel would weigh the evidence that he present here today. Hallelujah. That Israel will weigh the evidence that he presented here today and make right by him. Hallelujah. My client made it clear that what Israel done to him was out of ignorance. Had they had known the grace of God, had they had known the love of God, they would have not stopped calling upon his name. I want to say to Israel today, don't let nothing stop you from calling on the name of the Lord. Don't hide like Adam and Eve. Walk naked before the Lord, and he will clothe you. Place your thoughts before the Lord, and he will give you his mind. Place your motive before the Lord, and he will order your steps. This is my client's promise. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There may be someone underneath the sound of my voice. They don't have to be sitting here, because we speak to a worldwide audience. But my client is talking to you. That's why he summoned you to call today. He wants you to know where he stands with you. And when my client says he will remove your sins and place them in the sea of forgetfulness, he's not looking at what you've done. He's not looking at what you've done. He's saying what he's saying to you based on who he is. He cannot lie. He's saying what he's saying to you based on his faithfulness. Israel has sinned. They have murmured. They have backbite. They make him angry. But you know what he says? I'm going to heal you. I'm going to bless you. Not for your name's sake, but for my name's sake. Because he cannot lie. My client wants Israel to know that his love is greater than his wrath. His love is greater than his wrath. And that's why he did what he did for Israel. Because his wrath is coming. His wrath is coming. But he made a way that you can escape his wrath. And it's through accepting his love. So I pray today, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, that those you summon, Lord, to hear your heart, I pray that it would take root into their hearts, Lord. And if there be any need the sound of my voice sitting here that wants to touch in prayer, to come into agreement to make right by my client, he is offering an invitation to you. And if there be not, then make right by my client. Lift up the name of the Lord in praise. Tell someone about the good that he's done for you and call on him. Most importantly, call on him in your time of trouble and he will be there. That's his word to you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have any here that wants to come for prayer? Do we have any here that wants to lift up the Lord? And if the congregation, if this court weighed the evidence and my client is worthy of his recompense, please give it to him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That's good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take the time to thank all listeners of the Lily Kojic Podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, "So neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase." Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.